cannot believe you let them deliver this monstrosity here. If the Halls were not at home, you should have just instructed Waco to take it back to the warehouse.
I told you, Julie, they had other deliveries to make. The Halls promised they'd be home.
Probably at having their faces lifted.
What is this?
I got a better question. What is that?
Oh, I stuck myself in the eye with a pencil. Smart guy, huh? What is this?
Actually, it's an Arabian Nights jail bed.
It's filled with this jail stuff. You know, it's supposed to be healthier for you to sleep on.
Now, that is tacky. Who's this for?
Tony and Cassandra Hall, the most repulsive couple in America.
Tony and Cassandra Hall, she's real tan. He's got those hair plugs.
That's right. Rich Beverly Hills white trash scum moved to Atlanta.
Hey, Joe, don't you think you're being a little rough?
Well, actually, I was thinking it didn't really do them justice. Anthony, come here. Try this out. Tell me what you think.
I beg your pardon.
Tony hurt his back weightlifting, you see, and he needs it to be springy but extra firm. What do you think?
Hey, this is all right. Just how springy does old Tony need to get?
Don't ask.
What do you mean?
Well, she means that Tony loves to tell us about their sex life, which apparently has occurred every day since they were married 16 years ago.
Mary Jo, do you feel this is appropriate to be discussing in front of Anthony?
Oh, sure. Why not? Anthony has to find out about sex sometime.
You don't never believe people when they say they're constantly having sex.
Well, I don't know. Ted had sex constantly. He just didn't have it with me. Anyway, come here. Try it out, Charlie. Lie down. What do you think?
Excuse me, but if I'm bothering you all by being at work today, I could just turn out the lights and go upstairs.
You know, it is really fun having a bed at the office.
This is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of like... I like riding around on a big fake breast. Gee, you come on over here and try it out. The brochure says it's supposed to make you relax and relate to each other in a whole new way.
No, I don't want to relate in a whole new way.
Well, Anthony sure seems relaxed.
Yes, well, I'm going to unrelax him right now.
Julie, don't do that. He was up all night studying for a world geography test. I know, because he called me last night to ask me the capital of Ghana.
You're kidding. Why did he call you?
Because I know all the capitals of the world. I've known them since I was a child.
Really, that's amazing. I didn't know that. Why do you know all the capitals?
Because I love knowledge. In fact, I yearn for it. I also know all the number one export crops.
That's incredible.
It's okay. I grew up sleeping four in a bed. An extra arm doesn't bother me.
Hey, I've got an idea. You come over here, and we'll displace all the jail and make Anthony rise up so that when he wakes up, he'll be on a great big mound.
All right, that's it. I want y'all out of that bed now.
I was just thinking of, about all the things that Tony and Cassandra Hall are going to do on this bed. I mean, here we are now on the very spot where hundreds of sexual acts will take place. And sexual acts we've probably never even thought about.
Speak for yourself.
All right, that's it. I don't want to hear any more about Tony and Cassandra Hall or this bed.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
Seriously, I think you all have just lost your minds.
Suzanne? What? Did you lose all your money in the stock market or something?
No, I did not, Mary Jo, and I'm not in the mood for any of your jokes.
You're probably wondering what we're doing in this bed together.
No, not really. I got bigger things on my mind.
Anthony, look, while you were asleep, Suzanne became a poor person.
I am so sorry, y'all. I just can't believe I dozed off.
Suzanne, what are you doing in that getup?
It's a long story, Julia, but if you must know, I have an appointment with immigration.
Immigration? What are you going down there for?
I'm going to join the Peace Corps, Charlene. I'm going to teach beauty makeovers.
Suzanne, what is going on? Consuela's being deported?
That's right. Her work permit expired. Can you believe it? 4 4 years of my life I have given up nurturing and building a relationship with my maid, and now they want to take it all away from me. Do you have any idea how hard it is to set up a household and find someone who will cater to all your likes and dislikes? I know she's into voodoo and she's temperamental, but, you know, we understand each other. If I want her to make me a peach pie in the middle of the night, she does it. And if she gets upset and throws a knife, I overlook it, you know.
Where's Consuelo from, anyway?
How should I know, Charlene? Do I look like the National Geographic?
No, I was just going to tell you the capital.
Actually, you look like Mrs. Khrushchev. Why are you dressed this way?
Because they ordered Consuelo Valverde to come down to immigration today at 1:30, and I'm Consuelo.
You can't. Why?
Because Anthony Consuelo can't go. I mean, first of all, you have to speak and understand English to become a citizen, and hers is marginal. Secondly, you got to take a test on American government, and Consuelo can't take tests. She gets nervous. I mean, the other day at the supermarket, they asked her to compare some kind of cheese whiz. She became hysterical. And third, she's been moaning and wailing ever since I told her about this letter.
You told her? Isn't it addressed to her?
That's right, Charlie, and I read her mail. I read everyone's mail who stays at my house.
What's against the law?
Then they should get their own house. If you don't like it, report me to the postal authorities. I just came by to tell y'all why I won't be here this afternoon.
Suzanne, you know, this is outrageous. You cannot just march down to the INS and pretend to be your maid.
Why not?
Well, because first of all, I am sure that it's a federal offense.
Oh, big deal. So is tearing that little tag off of pillows, but I'm sure as heck not going to sleep with a damn piece of paper flapping in my ear.
Well, secondly, they are not going to believe you. You don't even know what country you're from.
And information right in here. I want Anthony to go over this with me.
Me? Why me?
Because you're her girlfriend.
Suzanne, I can tell you right now that there is a picture of Consuelo on her work permit. They're gonna notice she's not you.
No, they're not. She lost hers.
Well, they probably have another one on file.
No, they don't. They're supposed to, but they can't find it. I called yesterday. They said she's gonna have to have another one made, and when she does, it'll be a picture of me.
Right. Then you can be deported.
Gee, don't be ridiculous. This is just a preliminary meeting with a Mr. Tremaine to see if Consuelo is a candidate for a green card. That's the next step. Then all I have to do is fill out a bunch of forms and come back later and take the test.
What test?
Citizenship test. It's real easy. I talked to a friend of mine's maid. She said it's just a bunch of stuff like, who was Yankee Doodle?
Who was Yankee Doodle?
Suzanne, excuse me for being nosy, but has it occurred to you that Consuelo is Spanish and you don't even have an accent?
No, hadn't occurred to me. That's a good point.
Anthony, you speak Spanish, don't you?
Thank you, Charlene. Remind me to return this favor someday.
That's a great idea. That's perfect, Anthony. You could do this. And, you know, whoever goes down there today is the one who has to come back and take the test. It's perfect because you're good at taking tests and you speak Spanish.
No hablo español. Je parle français.
Oh, come on, Anthony. Please do this for me. All you got to do is wear this scarf and this coat and I'll pay you.
Oh, no, no, no way. You can just forget about that. Get it out of your mind.
$1,000.
Well, maybe I could just try it on.
All right, darling, well, thank you for your advice. Okay, I'll call you later. Bye-bye. Well, that was Reese. Just for your information, it is a federal offense to falsely represent yourself to any government agency, punishable by fines and or imprisonment.
Don't you worry, I'll pay your fine.
We also gonna go to jail for him?
Oh, he's not gonna go to jail because he's not gonna get caught. Let's keep that arm down.
Oh, now this does not look good.
Looks great. I wore this when I was Mrs. Zaya Festival.
This makes me look like Jane Wyman.
Oh. It does not.
Well, what do you think, Julia?
I think you look like Little Lulu. And I also think that of all the stupid, asinine things you two have done in your time, this ranks right up there at the very, very top.
Amen.
Julia, $1,500, that can help me pay off my student loan.
Anthony, what are you thinking about? What if you get caught?
$1,600. Don't listen to her.
Suzanne, there are a couple of things here that could give us a little trouble.
Like what?
Well, it says here that Consuela is 15 years older than me.
Oh, big deal. Everybody ages differently, doesn't mean a thing. You look at that, what's his name? That Dick Clark. He's about 105 years old, looks like a kid.
Y'all think Dick Clark's had a facelift? Julia?
I don't know, Charlie.
I think that Hugh Downs has had some bags or something taken out in front of his eyes. Have y'all noticed that?
Suzanne, it also says here that Consuela is Latino and I'm black.
So, big deal. Latinas come in all shades, so you're a little bit darker. Maybe you've been ill.
As long as you're talking about differences, how about Consuela's never had jock itch?
Get this 5 o'clock shadow beaten down, you're just gonna be perfect.
He looks pretty good. But your feet and your teeth are awful big for a woman.
Don't say that, Charlie, because you're gonna make me self-conscious.
You're not gonna go getting that silly nervous laugh of yours again, are you?
No, I certainly hope not. Suzanne. She's right. This just isn't gonna work. It's hopeless.
$2,000. Now, let's hear your name again.
My name is Consuela Valverde.
Is he great or what? Oh, goody. There's two chairs over there. Why don't you just sit down over here, and I'll tell him we're here.
Okay.
By the way, your hose are falling down.
Oh, bless you. My ankles are huge.
Consuela Valverde.
Oh, right here.
Me llamo Consuela Valverde.
I'm Mr. Tremaine.
Oh, mucho gusto.
Right this way.
Oh, do you mind if I come with her?
Well, are you a relative?
Well, no, I'm her employer, Suzanne Sugarbaker, but you see, she gets very shy if I'm not around.
See, it's verdad.
She laughs when she's nervous.
All right, have a seat.
I just want to compliment you on your promptness. I mean, you're certainly not like the Department of Motor Vehicles. I went there once when I was 16. I never returned. Not to mention that the worst picture of me I ever had made. I mean, you talk about bad lighting.
Just been going over your records, Miss Valverde. And the reason for my letter is that your work permit has expired, which makes you status 1A. That means that you have to be deported to your native country or make application for a green card, which would give you permanent resident status. Do you understand?
Oh, see, I think I would like very much to become a citizen.
Oh, it's true. It's true. She talks about it all the time, how she'd just give anything to become an American citizen so she could help all the tired and the sick and the poor. Of course, she knows all the words of the national anthem.
Have you been in residence at least 4 years?
Oh, sí, 4 años.
Yes, yes, yes. I can prove it, too. I have all her paycheck stubs. Of course, sometimes I paid her with old clothes, but I'm sure that counts, too.
I am sorry, my teeth are enormous.
You need to take this packet home, read it, fill out all the forms, and return them to me. Your appointment for the citizenship test is 2 weeks from today.
Oh, muchas gracias, señor Tremaine.
Providing everything pans out on the FBI check.
Excuse me, por favor, but did you say FBI check?
That's right. It's just routine. You don't have to worry. Unless, of course, you've been in prison.
Well, we'll have it out to you in the morning. All right. Bye. Hey, fantastic. Great, babe. Thanks for calling. Can you believe it? Tony says that they were there all morning. They were just outside. Probably making love under some bush in the yard.
That's another thing I don't understand. People who make love outdoors. I mean, wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Yeah. Ted made love with somebody once in our driveway. I was sure embarrassed.
Remember when I lived in yours and Ted's apartment building? And what was that couple down the hall? What was their names?
Eric and Shannon.
That's right, that's right. You know, sometimes when Ted was out of town, I would spend the night with Mary Jo. Well, the hot tub for the whole complex was right outside their bedroom. And every Saturday night, about 1 a.m., we would hear, "Oh, Eric. Oh, Eric. Oh, Eric. Yes, yes, yes."
thing story.
Julia, we don't do this stuff. We're just relaying information. I guess we have been a little tacky today.
We do seem to tell tacky stories a lot, and I don't understand it. I mean, basically, we're very nice girls.
We don't talk nearly as bad as men, though. I mean, men talk terrible. Men say things like, yeah, I'm gonna go out and get me some tonight.
Mary Jo, I don't know any men who say that.
Oh, yeah, Reese talks like that all the time.
What about keeping Suzanne and Anthony?
Charlene, are you serious? A 6-foot black man dressed like Hazel just left here with Suzanne. His co-conspirator to defraud and deceive the United States government, and you're wondering what's keeping him? Well, it's been 3.5 hours. I don't think you have to wonder anymore. I think it's pretty obvious. They are in prison.
Hey, don't be ridiculous. That was the chick on Consuela, not you.
No way, ma'am. When they start bringing in the FBI, the deal is off.
What happened?
Nothing happened. Couldn't have gone better. Mr. Tremaine loved Consuela. Like he wanted to ask you out.
All right, Suzanne. What do you think attracted him the most? The shoes or the shopping bag?
We have a date to take the citizenship test, don't we?
No, we don't. I'm out of this. And I'll tell you something else, too. You can have your big old bra back.
Suzanne, I'm sure this will be of no concern to you, but what was that about the FBI?
Nothing. They're running a little background check on Consuela. It has nothing at all to do with Anthony.
Oh, yeah, but I'm running around in a coat and scarf and carrying a birth certificate.
All right. $2,500. That is my final offer.
Suzanne, where are you getting all this money to throw away?
Oh, she got a bunch of back alimony checks.
Charlene, I don't think that's anybody else's business.
Well, I read everybody's mail that crosses my desk. If you don't like it, get your own desk.
Anthony, you can't quit on me now. Mr. Tremaine thinks you're Consuela. You have to take the test.
No, I don't. Now you fill out the forms, and I take them down to Tremaine, but that's it. You take the test yourself. Tremaine is not giving it. I read the forms. It's going to be in another building. Listen, I got you through the interview.
Well, then will you help me study for it?
Yes, I will, Suzanne, but you have to promise to study very hard. This is nothing to fool around with. If you don't pass that test, Consuela could be deported.
Well, hey, how hard could it be? It's probably just stuff like who made the first American flag, and even I know that.
Yeah? Who was it?
Betty Crocker.
Suzanne, what makes you so sure that your test results are coming today?
Because I took it a week ago Tuesday, and they said it never takes more than a week to come in.
Hi, is this the Salvation Army? Hi, this is Sugar Baker's design firm. We have a bed that a customer ordered and then refused delivery on. I don't know, they found a sandbox they like better. Anyway, well, it's been 4 weeks and we can't sell it, so we've just decided to take a loss on it and donate it to you. Mm-hmm. It's a 1521 Sycamore. Thanks so much.
You know, I'm going to kind of miss it.
Not me. Mail call!
What? Did it come?
No! We got a postcard from Tony and Cassandra Hall. They're in Bimini.
Probably making love on some coral reef.
I hope they scrape their knees. I hope sharks eat them.
Julia.
I hate that bed.
What is the holdup, Charlene? It's got to be in there somewhere. Oh, there it is.
Right,
come on, give it to me.
Right.
Oh, no. No, never mind. No, I can't. Look, you open it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Calm down. Are you sure?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Kind of like being in the old isolation booth, isn't it?
Charlene, just read it.
This is to inform you that Consuela Valverde. Yes,
you passed! Yes, you passed!
Oh,
thank you, Lord!
Look, right there, you got a 76!
Oh, that's 76! That's wonderful! I bet John's a valedictorian!
Well, actually, that was 1 point above failing.
Oh, who cares? I'll pass. Now, Consuela can stay with me forever.
Oh, look, you got. got a nice note from Julius Tremaine. Dear Miss Valverde, congratulations on your test results. I look forward to seeing you at the swearing in. Best regards, Julius Tremaine.
Swearing in? What the hell's that?
That's when you take the oath of citizenship before a federal judge, Suzanne. You didn't know about that?
No. I knew that. I read it in your brochure.
Well, I don't read brochures. I can't go to any swearing in. Mr. Tremaine knows me as Suzanne Sugarbaker. He thinks Anthony's Consuela.
No way, Suzanne. I did my part. I paid my dues. Now, that's it.
Anthony, you have to. You can't quit now. Not when Consuela is this close to being a citizen.
I mean it, Suzanne. I am not going. Especially not now that Mr. Tremaine has written me that note. I mean, that's not normal.
What are you talking about?
Well, maybe it's like you said. You said he liked me. Maybe he wants to take me out.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I just said that to make you feel better. Now, you're going, and that's final.
Well, I'm not going, and that's final. I'm not wearing a wig. I'm not wearing a bra. I'm not wearing any hose. I'm not going, and that's final. I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I now pronounce you citizens of the United States of America.